This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Former Philly Pete Rose can now be considered for the Baseball Hall of Fame after his ban from the game was reversed. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
In an extraordinary turnaround, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has reinstated Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson, reversing their lifetime bans for gambling. The move makes both players eligible for Hall of Fame induction as early as 2028. Manfred Tuesday ruled that bans from baseball would expire at death, writing that a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Rose died last September at the age of 83. Rose led the Phillies to their first World Series championship in 1980, and he was baseball's all-time hits leader. But he was banned from the game in 1989 after an investigation determined he had bet on the Cincinnati Reds as a player and manager. The Phillies in 2017 had planned a ceremony to add him to the team's Wall of Fame, but it was canceled after statutory rape allegations surfaced. In a statement, the Phillies said they supported the commissioner's decision to remove Rose from the permanently ineligible list. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
New Jersey's gubernatorial primary race is heating up, with President Trump making his endorsement and with Democratic candidates competing in an anyone-can-win-it contest. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty takes a look.
With President Trump endorsing Jack Cittarelli, it's bad news for Bill Spadia, who needed a lot of help before the June 10th primary. Rider University's Mike Rasmussen says the polling was clearly in favor of Cittarelli well before Trump's blessing.
He didn't try to get involved early in the primary. This primary was all but decided when he decided to join in and lend his voice.
For Democrats, Newark Mayor Ross Baraka got the sort of publicity that money can't buy when he was arrested at an ICE detainment facility. Rasmussen says his progressive ideals could help in a primary, but may hurt in a general election.
Republicans, if they could pick any one of the Democrats, they would pick Baraka.
Rasmussen says Baraka, Mikey Sherrill, Josh Gottheimer, Steve Fulop, Steve Sweeney, and Sean Spiller each have a puncher's chance.
All of the candidates have a potential path to get to the front of the line.
And Rasmussen says it won't take much to get there with a low turnout primary. About 500,000 votes are expected on the Democratic side, so that means 100,000 votes or maybe even fewer may get the job done. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The marijuana legalization bill that passed the Pennsylvania State House last week is dead after it failed to make it out of a committee in the state Senate. But as we hear from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert, it's not because the committee is against legalizing adult-use marijuana.
The House bill, which would have legalized adult-use cannabis and put it under Pennsylvania's Liquor Control Board, selling it in state-run stores similar to liquor, failed to advance out of the Senate Law and Justice Committee 7-3. Committee Chairman Republican Dan Lachlan, who's been working on a legalization bill with Democrat Sharif Street, says while there are positives in the bill, trying to set up a brand-new state store model rather than leveraging existing medical marijuana dispensaries is not the way to go for many reasons.
With this bill, we would start out roughly $250 to $300 million in the hole before we ever take a dollar in sales. That just does not seem like the right path to go on when the private market is ready, willing, and able.
Democrat Lisa Buscola says she supports legalizing marijuana, calling it a no-brainer, but
until we get a little bit more serious and you show me a bill that can pass the Senate and we can all support, I'll be there for you on this issue. I just can't do it today. I need a better bill.
Lachlan says the bill he's working on with Senator Street still needs work before it's introduced. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Hundreds of people who lost their jobs when the Crozier Health System shut down in Delaware County got some much-needed help finding their next opportunity during a career fair in Chester. KYW's Justin Udo has more.
There's been a lot of crazy things going on, and I'm just here to get a brand new job. Put my best foot forward today.
That's Michael Nieves, one of the hundreds of job seekers who came out to the Crozier Rapid Response Employment and Resource Fair Tuesday at Subaru Park in Chester. Kate McGeever with the Delaware County Workforce Development Board says more than 200 companies, many of whom are in the healthcare field, are represented at the fair.
We are seeing about 3,000 people were impacted by the Crozier closure. We really want to get them back to work as quick as possible. Our entire community and region has come together for this event.
Ronald Adams with Mainline Health, one of the companies in attendance, says they want to connect with community and provide support to people impacted by the Crozier layoffs.
Whether it's giving them insights on direction here with the company or giving them insights on positions, available openings, different things along those lines, or at least just giving them the opportunity to be heard.
As for Nieves' time at the job fair,
I think this is a blessing. A lot of people are very upset about losing their jobs, which is something to be upset about. Expect the worst and hope for the best.
In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.